You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's top medical bodies have met in Canberra's old Parliament House with one word at the forefront of their minds: crisis. Here's Dr. Karen Price, President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners.
This is a crisis and something I've never seen before in my time, 30 years in general practice, of GPs everywhere feeling that their work is unsustainable.
The RACGP convened this latest summit having surveyed the mood of Australian GPs. The Health of the Nation report found close to 3 in 4 GPs who participated reported feelings of burnout over the past year. 1 in 4 are looking to retire within the next 5 years, and less than half would recommend others choose general practice as a career. Dr. Price says those findings suggest an exodus is coming.
We've got doctors in the middle who are looking for other employment, looking to wind down their hours, and we've got doctors at the end of their careers looking to bring forward their retirement. It is a crisis, and we know that Australia is in danger of running out of GPs.
Dr. Antonio Didio, president of the Australian Medical Association's ACT branch, says this is the result of long-term pressure.
But the people who are holding up this system have been holding it up for decades. COVID has made it more apparent and more obvious, but there is a system that has existed in Australia for decades in which a whole bunch of people have their own patches and do great work, and every single crack between those patches is done by general practice.
This potential crunch threatens to affect regional and rural communities the most. Dr. Sarah Chalmers has worked across Arnhem Land and Far North Queensland. She warns an exodus of doctors in those areas would only increase the burden on regional hospitals at extra cost to taxpayers.
In those areas, GPs need to have an extended scope of practice. They need to be able to work in resource-poor environments. So they are another type of specialist doctor.
The RACGP report found almost half of GPs felt it was no longer financially sustainable for them to stay in the profession. Another cause of concern, the Medicare rebate, the value of which was frozen for much of the past decade. Just 3% of GPs surveyed felt the current rebate was enough to cover the cost of care. Dr. Price says an overhaul of funding is needed.
7.4% of the health budget goes to general practice. That must change, otherwise we're talking diddly squat. And the other thing that needs to happen is we need to have a coordinated health system. So we need one health system, whether it's federal or state, or whether they suddenly combine together and work together, which would be a novel idea, I don't really mind, but we need to stop using health as a political football between federal and state jurisdictions.
In a statement, Health Minister Mark Butler says the federal government is committed to investing in general practice and strengthening Medicare. It has funded a task force to review the Medicare scheme, as well as grants and incentives to keep GPs in the profession. As Dr. Price also points out, the diagnosis from the report is not all negative.
Despite this, there's a paradox that 70% of the participants actually said, look, I'm really very, very satisfied with my job.
Doctors are keen to care while they can still afford to. Naveen Razik, SBS News.